KSL News Time is coming up on 7:09. Triple Team Traffic and Weather Together. Andy is standing by in the KSL Traffic Center, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy.
Brian, it's going to take you well over an hour to get from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake just on I-15. That doesn't count your city street time just to get to the freeways. It is looking particularly rough in between Draper and, really South Salt Lake. So there's not an area where it's not having some troubles. Couple crashes affecting the drive, one on the north, one on the southbound side in Murray near 5900 South. The southbound one backing you up almost a mile. 215's West Belt slow from a crash and the snow going up from Taylorsville towards West Valley. And then if you're in Tooele County, SR36 is slow the whole way, but it gets worse as you get closer to Mills Junction and Lake Point. Eric?
Icy conditions on I-15 from Payson up to Provo and into Orem as well as you're traveling around Utah County. We do have a new accident. This is southbound I-15 about a mile before the Center Street exit. A report from one of our traffic troopers that a semi is jackknifed. And we are hearing that three left lanes are closed there. So you're going to see some slowdowns going through there, but it was already slow anyways because of the road conditions. Heather?
90 plus minutes or more from Centerville all the way down into North Salt Lake, and you're at a crawl, barely moving between Layton, Kaysville, and Farmington due to a crash at the Legacy Parkway split. Once you get past all of it, you still have slick road conditions, reduced visibility due to fog, and just a bad day to be on the roads. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.